Welcome back to the show. Ted Ramey with you on this Monday afternoon. And joining us now on the Ring Central guest line is Scott Reese, sports anchor and reporter for KTVU Channel 2 News, as well as the radio play-by-play voice for Stanford football and basketball. Scott, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm enjoying the little break in the season to kind of reflect on everything that's going on in baseball. Though I will admit that I am not the biggest fan of the Home Run Derby. It's gotten a little bit contrived now, and there's only so many times I can watch a home run. And When I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and like that whole scene, like, yeah, it was really cool, but I can't get into it that much now. And I'll probably get sucked in if the weather holds up, but where do you fall on the Home Run Derby, Scott?
Well, look, you're going to get sucked in because unless you're watching The Bachelorette, what else are you watching on Monday night, right?
Exactly.
This is the death of a sports fan is, you know, these few days. The game is great, but you got, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Thursday where there's nothing going on. So we'll all watch, Mother Nature permitting. I'm not a huge fan of the event. I think it's fine. It's something to put on TV. I get it. It might be fun to see in person once. I haven't had a chance to do that. I get bored. I mean, I honestly get bored. I think the new rules are going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be a train wreck. I think it's going to be something they're going to wind up looking back on and saying, well, maybe that wasn't quite the way to do it. We need to go back to the drawing board with this. But, you know, the bottom line is I understand them wanting to do something because it's too long, it's too boring, and, you know, I guess they've made it shorter, and now they're going to make it even shorter because of the rain. Now they're apparently limiting them to 4 minutes instead of five tonight because of the impending doom around 11 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, we'll see. It's fine. It's something to watch, but I'm not a big Home Run Derby guy.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you the greater question about the All-Star game, because I think now, like, I'm not a fan of the constant interleague play. I think if there's geographic rivalries, I think those are fun, but I think for the most part, I'd rather see more, more guys playing, you know, people in their own division and thing. I'd rather see the Giants play more games against the Rockies than I would see them play, you know, the Mariners per se or something to that extent. And the fact that, you know, it's not like everything's so widely televised. It's not like it was before when you didn't get a chance to see these guys on TV the same way in, you know, the 60s and the 70s. Do you think the All-Star game still has the same national appeal?
You know, that's a great question. I think that it does because I think that, you know, baseball fans appreciate the greatness of the All-Star game, and it's a little bit watered down with the interleague play. I get it, but there's, you know, it's the only watchable All-Star game.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, the Pro Bowl is ridiculous. I can't get into the NBA, you know, 152-148. You know, and the NHL is the same way. They're scoring, you know, it's 14-13, and there's no defense. it's just a skills showcase, and I guess that's fine. If it's what the kids want, then great. But, you know, baseball, they still play the game, and they still want to win. And, you know, if you want to make the argument that it's because of the, you know, Game 7 of the World Series, whether or not that's actually true, you know, they're still playing to win. They're still throwing 95. They're still making great catches. They're still hitting big home runs. And, you know, it's the only game that approximates the actual day-to-day. So, you know, for me, it's still one of the coolest, I think, moments of the year is seeing the lineups introduced and just seeing everybody with the various teams and caps and tipping their cap to the crowd. So does it lose a little luster with interleague play? Maybe, but for me, I think the game's still really a really cool event.
And what about the idea of every team, though, getting a representative? Are you on board with that?
I am, and I get it. I get the drawbacks, but I mean, all I have to do is think back to when I was 5 years old. You know, if I'm a 5 year old or a 6 year old or a 7 year old, and I'm a diehard baseball fan, and I live in Miami, or I live, you know, in, well, you'd say a couple years ago, Kansas City. Obviously, that's not a problem now. But, you know, whatever the small market, or, you know, Minnesota, wherever it may be, you know, all you want to do is see your guy there, you know, and that for me, you can give me any of the, that's enough. That is enough reason for me to endorse the every team gets a guy, because those kids in those markets deserve to see one of their players on the team. And honestly, now they're putting like 50 guys on the team, right? So, I mean, you can find room for somebody. I mean, there's got to be somebody hitting 300 somewhere, right?
Love it, man. Again, we're talking to Scott Reese right here on the Ring Central guest line. And then my last All-Star, the ethos behind it, the Game 7 determining factor. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's certainly worked out well for us. I mean, the Giants have to be a big fan of it. I mean, let's be honest. You know, it's gotten them, it got them Game 7. I guess it didn't, did it? Last year.
Well, not in 14, no, but previously.
Previously, it would have, and of course, they didn't need it. That's what it was. In 10 and 12, it would have, and they won it so quickly, it didn't matter. But, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't think it's genius, but I don't have a problem with, putting that little carrot in play. And if it gives guys a little extra incentive to play and keep it legit, then why not? Is it a tragedy that the team with 97 wins instead of the team with 96, reverse it. If it goes the other way and the team that only won 96 games gets home field instead of the team that won 97 because of the All-Star game, it's not that big a deal. I mean, honestly, getting to the World Series is the big thing. And so I don't have a huge problem with it, but I also wouldn't cry if it went away.
Yeah. I just look at it's hard not to be cynical about just these grand spectacles, what we do, where it's kind of a, like it's a posterized event. It's like, oh, well, greatness is going to happen here on All-Star Weekend. And it's this and this because it's so, it's still very intriguing. And it is cool when they do, like you alluded to, when they're announcing the lineups. I think that's personally my favorite part, even more so than the game, just because you get to see these guys. And it still means so much to them. And I always tell people to watch their reactions. Oh, they're in it for the money. And I always say, BS, look at these guys. They're not in for the money. It's a nice incentive, but they play for free. But when you do see these guys get introduced, like that to me is the cool moment because you have no idea what's going to happen in the game. It might be a complete dud.
And often it is.
Yeah.
And often it's, kind of boring when it gets into it. And, by the sixth or seventh inning when they're making 42, personnel changes, it's kind of hard to keep track. And, I get it. It's not always, must-see viewing start to finish. I totally agree with you. For me, the best part of it is the pregame introductions. I love watching the guys, the Joe Panics and Crawfords and the guys who are there for the first time. Because for me, you just know for them, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And guys who are 10-time All-Stars, it's sort of like, I'd kind of like to have 3 days off to be with my family. But, it's the first time guys that really, they get into it and that makes it fun for me because they're genuinely enthused and you can see like the little kid in these guys.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And again, we're talking to Scott Reese here on the Ring Central guest line. Scott, I've been talking about this a little bit.
Radiohead, I'll be there in five.
Last Wednesday, the 8th, was one of the oddest days in the history of sports coverage with everything that was going on with the emojis and Twitter, for the Clippers and DeAndre Jordan and the Mavericks. And then on the other side of the spectrum, there was Adam Schefter tweeting out a picture of Jason Pierre-Paul's medical record. And because, me and you are often in that same position where you get a guy like Schefter, he says he has information. He puts it out there. We take that. We're going to include that in what we're talking about. If Adam Schefter had not had a copy of that medical report, would you have ever had any reason to doubt him?
Would I have written to doubt him? No.
Yeah.
I mean, but Adam Schefter is, obviously he's accrued enough, capital in terms of credibility that if he says something, I'm going to believe him. That's me.
That's what made it to me so amazingly just unnecessary, and I thought a pretty big, warning flag for the industry. Because when you, that's a change to me. When a guy is tweeting out medical records, suddenly it's changed very much from the aspects of sports journalism into getting into things that are very TMZ and National Enquirer. Not that TMZ hasn't done some incredible reporting and breaking stories, but it just felt like, okay, who's selling out, Jason Pierre-Paul right now? What hospital or employee or, what's going on? Like, this, to me, it was just such a huge, a shift in the idea of how we're covering sports.
Right. And this is the problem. And look, in the day and age that we live, it's all, Twitter and it's here and now and it's who can get the most information the soonest. And is it correct? Well, we hope so. But as long as it's first, that's the important thing, And that's, it's terrible. It's completely changed our line of work. It's changed journalism. Whoever leaked the medical record, that's the guy who should be, really, Schefter's doing his job. He may not like his job, but if ESPN or Fox Sports or, CNN or any other news outlet is telling a guy, hey, you need to do this, go do your job, you're